This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Never have a situation where, oh, I don't want to go out and do a windsurfing lesson. I'm always the opposite. I want to do more. The more adrenaline you have, your senses become sharper. I do remember that. Started windsurfing in England in a young farmer's girl's surprise night on a lake. I loved that. That was really good fun. I brought my own board and used to go weekends occasionally. But when I finished my apprenticeship, I knew it was time to go and see my cousins. When I lived in Western Australia, I went every single day from 8 in the morning till 5 at night. You know, that's the way I kind of was used to working, and I just took it, but this is the way I should do it. And I saw another young fella on the beach, and he said he went windsurfing a couple of hours a day. So I thought, well, I could easily catch him up within a few months, and I did. I spent 7.5 years being a professional windsurfer, travelling around the world, competing, making traveller articles. In those days, there wasn't movies. It was all for magazines. I lived in Australia for 16 months. I lived in New Zealand 15 months. And I lived in Hawaii 15 months. Then up and down the Caribbean for another year or two. Used to use my own boat then to go from one island to the other where the small windsurfing event was. It was quite lucrative. It was easy to do one day's windsurfing than a whole day's, whole week's work. It all was paid. The prize money was good back in the early 80s and late 90s. When the prize money started to die down, I did less travelling. Yeah, settled down in Ireland then. I would be very competitive that way. I have a good friend, an English friend, Duncan Coombs. And I remember going up to the beach to him. He was British slalom and course racing champion. And I said to him, I'd be faster than you for sure, mate. Just come back from Australia. I wasn't actually, but I wasn't far off it. There were some points of sail that I would be faster than him. So we spent many years competing together and travelling. Once you get that bug, you know, that first couple of times you go, that natural energy, particularly with surfing, first time you can stand up, move along on a wave or on a windsurfer, you think, wow, this is something really different. What is basically happening to you is you're feeling natural forces of energy that is coming through the board, through the sail. And that gives you a positive vibe. When you start then to get your hands and head wet, we all have what's called electrical charge in us. They're called negative ions, and the negative ions turn into positive ions. So that's water turns them into positive ions. So that's one of the reasons you feel pretty high after your first windsurfing or surfing lesson. You've been flushed clean, as I would call it. I'm often asked a question, which one is my best or favourite experiences? I would have too many. I suppose windsurfing around the Seven Hogs, I'd say. Meeting up with lots and lots of dolphins in the middle of Brandon Bay. I mean, like hundreds of them. That would have been about 15, 20 years ago, yeah. I mean, the sea, first of all, went a really different colour because there were so many dolphins and they were all jumping then. I could hear the high-pitched scream that they make. They seemed to want to really play with me. Yeah, I could hear them all around me splashing and That was a great experience, very exciting, travelling along 30 knots. They'd be jumping and all around you, and the more you jump out the water, the more they copy you. I could hear the wind became stronger, then everything became very exciting. And I think the more adrenaline you have, your senses become sharper. I do remember that at that time, yes. Most exciting experiences would be a particular surf spot known on the Maharees called Gary William Point. That's, I would rate that as a top 10 wave in the world. I have surfed it many times on a perfect day. Yeah, when it's really, really big, it would be 15 to 20 feet wave. You take off on that. When you drop down the wave, you lose your breath. The heart will race, and you'll go along the face of the wave looking at the view, and you'll come out of the end of the wave and you'll be like, wow, was that real? You're looking for another one then to do the same thing over and over again that day. It is an amazing experience. Your knees, your whole body might be shaking with the power of the sea when you're doing that. The adrenaline makes you want to have more and more. It really keeps you feeling good, in one with nature, or you're trying with nature. That is definitely what makes it addictive. It always would bring you into a really good place. The days that the waves aren't good, or the wind isn't the right direction, or something, you're still learning, you're still using your mind, you're clearing your mind. So I think it is a really good thing for people to try, because it might not be in their comfort zone. And sometimes it's good to step out your comfort zone in trying something new, very different. If it does give you something positive, you can really move on and use it a lot to make you feel good. Surfing and windsurfing, it's an amazing thing, because you're brought into nature. And when you're brought into nature, all you can think about is what you are doing, and all your other worries seem to go away, and you get that positive vibe from it. It has a really good effect, positive ions and negative ions, when the water is touching your hands, your head, your feet. That has a really good effect on you. If you are in a difficult place, it is really a useful tool to use to get back in a useful place.